Hey, hey, happy hump day, bitches. Welcome to Listen Bitch Podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I appreciate all of your support. Make sure that you have left a review on your favorite podcast hosting, whatever you call it, Apple or Spotify. I don't know. Where do you listen to me from? Let me know. Make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss an episode and get into my Listen Bitch Facebook group. I've got journal prompts posted there for you. Every day. Today, we're going to talk about a word I don't think I talk about a lot. And it's ambition. Ambition is like the word of the day. And I'm going to be honest, ambition trumps talent. Okay. Because do you ever notice someone who you don't think is talented, like completely succeeding? I know when it comes to music, my husband struggles with this with people because he's like, they have zero talent. And I'm like, dude, but they're doing the work. Like they showed up, like they are relentless in pursuing what they love. So there's not some magic, you know, point in your life where your talent just suddenly sends out a beacon of like, hey, I'm the greatest singer. Hey, I'm the greatest writer. I remember I used to write fiction and I would query agents all the time. I mean, all the time I queried them and I kept getting rejection and they would tell me, there were a lot of people that took the time to tell me that I was a great writer, but I needed an audience. I needed a foundation. Okay. So they would tell me, I got told by plenty of publishers and editors, post your stuff for free online. And I was so annoyed. Like my stuff is worth $1 million. Why would I post it for free? I was totally in my ego. Okay. It wasn't about my talent. It was the fact that I didn't have the ambition to start a foundation, to be able to put my work out there and gather a fan base. Like I just didn't want to do the work. Said nothing about my talent. Okay. I think that's why I believe ambition is going to trump talent every time. So maybe you are great at sales, but you're not ambitious enough to go out and actually talk to the people. Ambition is so important. Okay. A lot of people confuse working hard with being successful. And that's not always true either. Okay, because it's not about the work. If you are not ambitious, this is what it takes to be successful. You have to be ambitious. This is what helps you identify your true goals, and it helps you stay straight on that path to actually achieving them. And it helps you stand out in a crowd that otherwise you would never be noticed in. It means to strive towards your idea of success or some way to be distinct and stand out. And it evolves the desire to achieve it. Okay. And then you've got to have a willingness to stay committed, even in the face of adversity or failure. We could take Listen Bitch Podcast, for example. I am relentless. I am showing up. I am talking about the podcast. I'm telling people about it. I'm handing out cards. I'm doing the things. So maybe I'm not the most talented, but I'm not stopping. I'm still recording every single day, even though I haven't hit 1 million downloads. I'm staying committed no matter what's happening. Even when I've had a rough week, I don't just quit. And if you guys look at, if you just scroll through podcasts, you could put up any random names. There are hundreds of thousands of podcasts that just have, you know, a season up and they never kept going after that. And they may have been like the greatest podcaster ever. They just didn't have the ambition to continue. This is the attitude that's going to lead you to triumph and victory, no matter how hard the journey is going to be. Probably think it's one of the most important tools of succeeding for whatever you want to do. So if you want to be a writer, you need to really have, you know, this conversation with yourself about ambition. How important is it to you? Being ambitious, it's a crucial trait because when you are ambitious, you keep your eyes on the prize and nothing takes you away from the path towards claiming it. And I know this to be true. There is something in your life that you have pursued relentlessly that you knew was going to be yours and you just kept at it and you didn't give up. And I do think that although motivation is not a consistent piece of life, I do think it's important to bring in ambition and motivation together, because it people who lack determination are usually just stuck. They're stuck in that dream state of like, I should be doing this. They're sitting on the couch saying, I should start training to run with my kids. They're not moving. Okay. Ambition is going to move you past your shortcomings 100%. People who are really determined to achieve their goals are never discouraged or disappointed by mistakes ever. And if they are, because I have experienced that, I have experienced where I'm just kind of disappointed, but I still am committed and determined enough to keep going, to keep showing up, that I don't let it stop me. I just let it have its moment. Okay. What might seem like a failed attempt to others, it's a learning opportunity for people that are ambitious. Okay. Ambition eliminates your fear of failure, and it's encouraging you to take that action. This is why it's so important, because how many of you guys are stuck literally in that spot of just not taking action? You know what the fuck you need to do, and you're stuck. You're stuck in taking action. You're struggling with passion. I know some of you guys are so fucking lost. I know, because you've talked to me after I've recorded a podcast about passion, where you're just like, I just don't have a passion. I don't have a passion. But this is the thing. If you're ambitious about something, you have a clear vision of the end goal, you're going to automatically feel more empowered to chase your dreams. This enables you to transform your passion from thinking about it to being about it, to doing something, to taking the massive action. Ambition is a level of confidence that can't be touched. It's a basic requirement for personal growth and development. When you are able to completely, entirely visualize your future, a future where you have successfully attained whatever it is your heart desires, it reflects in your self-esteem. And that's why self-ambitious people are always so poised and self-assured. You see someone who's confident just rocking their success. This is why. That's it. They tapped into the ambition. It's going to launch you forward. It gives you something to plan and work for. It's a constant reminder of where you stand at present and where you're headed. You feel unstoppable. When you establish that willingness to work past anything, you see there's no stopping you. You're going to be inclined to make the best possible use of your time. You're going to escape mediocrity. And ding, 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 you become the best version of yourself. That's what you're here for. Stop being a victim. Stop feeling sorry for where you are in this moment. Stop blaming past decisions. Because if you don't like where you are right now, doing nothing is just going to ensure that you're absolutely there in a year from now. And then who do you have to blame? Look in the mirror. Who do you have to blame? You've got to take massive responsibility, take this action, tap into your ambition. I know I don't talk about this enough. I know the truth is that we get busy with our lives and we try to maintain this balance and we kind of lose touch with ourselves, okay? So I want you to just really do some introspection to make sure that you have that spark of ambition. And if you don't, we start to create that. And I've given you a lot of ways to create that, okay? If we want to create greater ambition, what are the things we want to do, okay? We have the ability to create an amazing life. That's it. Some of us just have enough ambition to create a comfortable life. We do gravitate towards comfort rather than embrace the change that building a life requires. We want to stay stuck. We're talking about change. We're talking about moving forward. I want you to know, ambition is not an innate trait that can't be developed. It's created. It's created. And I'll give you a few ideas you can use to create this, okay? You have to set rewarding goals. And if you're like, Brandon, I'm not trying to build a business or write a book, maybe you want to set some parenting goals, or you know, personal goals. There's something, there's always something we can achieve and strive for to move forward in greatness. One of the signs that you have set a goal, a great goal, is the amount of motivation you feel when you imagine yourself achieving it. So take yourself through that process and think about a goal. Like, I, you know, want to be able to finish I want to be able to finish a 5K without dying 100%. I see myself finishing. I see myself, you know, walking away from it without puking in front of everyone, all the things. I get excited about that. So I'm motivated to get my ass up off the couch today and get in a mile. Okay. Set bigger and more exciting goals. This is going to increase your motivation and ambition. And every time, you need to be able to imagine yourself achieving it. We rarely succeed at a level beyond our goals. So what you set, that's the ceiling you're putting on your life. So this is the truth. You want to start small, something small, attainable. And then once you get your confidence from achieving that, your goals grow a little bit bigger. Setting bigger goals every time you accomplish something is a guaranteed way to have more ambition. And absolutely, I think it's important to get a coach or a mentor. The right coach is going to help you be more successful, and the coach is going to help you get there faster. It is a way to collapse time. They're going to see outside of the walls that you've put up. They're going to see outside of, you know, the story you've created in your head. The world knows that you're serious when you hire an expert to help you. You're going to feel more motivated to do your best. And if getting a coach or mentor is something that you are serious about doing, I want you to inbox me. I am taking clients on in the new year. So we're going to start January off right. If you're looking for someone, let's go, lady. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I promise you that. And I know that's very scary for people, but I think it's important to be brave and be willing to hear what you don't want to hear to get yourself out of that comfort zone that is literally killing you slowly. You have to use your talent and skills. Leverage these things. It's going to make life easier. It's hard to feel ambitious when you will have to navigate through your weaknesses. 100%. You're going to be discouraged. Focus on utilizing your talents. You're going to feel more motivated to be successful. So what do I need to do, Brandon? I don't understand. What are my talents and skills? Make a list of them. Make a list of your greatest talents and skills. How can you use them to your advantage? Avoid the weaknesses, avoid the focus on them, okay? Because we just make them stronger and give them more power the more we focus. Instead, start looking at what your strengths are and then stick to your interests, okay? You've got to do what you like. If your goals revolve around something that interests you or that doesn't interest you, it's not going to work 100%. The greatest guitarist in the world, guess what? They love to play guitar. People that are excited about, you know, mergers and acquisitions, people that love that are going to excel at it. Okay. They're going to love to, let's make a deal. It is nearly impossible to be great at something that you don't like to do. You have to remember your successes. Okay. And that's, you guys, when it comes to editing, I could tell you right now, I don't like to do it. I don't like to do it. And I've just never, the fact I don't like it, I'm already weary of knowing. Even if I set myself down and I taught myself how to do it, it's never going to be something I'll be great at because it's going to be kicking and screaming, dragging my feet. There are other people with plenty of talent that I'll be able to outsource work to, but you can't force yourself to do something you hate when you're talking about your passion, ambition. Okay. Save that for your household chores, right? Nobody likes to do the chores. We just have to get it done. That's a part of life. But when it comes to something that could launch you in, you know, into your dreams and goals and passions, into a future that you love and desire, it should be something you love. Celebrate your success. Remember your success, because guess what? Success breeds success. Remember all the times that you have nailed it. The emotions that arise from this, it's going to inspire you to be successful again and again and again. Most people gloss over their wins and focus on the failures. Okay. This is absolutely an unproductive habit if you want to feel ambitious. I want you to make a list of your 10 greatest successes and fully experience them again in your mind. And then think about, I want you to take note, journal about how you're feeling afterwards. You've got to genuinely enjoy making progress. Success takes time, but progress can happen quickly. Progress can happen regularly. If you learn to enjoy making a little progress each week, your ambition is going to blow up. Anything is easy if you can enjoy the journey. It's easy to feel excited about losing weight. If you're excited, you know, to lose 2 pounds, it's going to make it, you know, easy to lose 30 pounds, 100%. I get excited to run downstairs and jump on the scale with my downward, you know, weight journey. And you've got to manage negative thoughts. Negative thoughts are ambition killers. They're going to suck the motivation right out of you, and they bring negative expectations. You're paralyzed if you don't believe you can succeed. And this is part of like what I was just saying about the glass ceiling. You're never going to achieve more than the goals you set. So you've got to set these goals. Okay. And I get it. You've got to dip your toe in the water. You have to build your confidence. You have to start at ground zero, and that's okay. Everybody has started there. You guys have seen me do that with so much shit in my life that I couldn't even tell you what I've started at zero on. Every fucking thing. You start at zero. So you set that goal that's going to make you excited, that's going to keep you coming back. And then you realize that the next goal can be a lot bigger because you have that confidence. What do you know to be true? Every time you set out to do something, you accomplish it. 100%. You do that. So you start to become more ambitious and you start to get excited and you end up raising that ceiling of, you know, limitations. That shit's all in our head. You've got to be around people that are ambitious. It is going to be the biggest challenge to rise above the level of the people around you, okay? You're going to be more ambitious when you spend time with ambitious people. Take a long, hard look at your social circle. What impact do you believe these people have on you and your future? What could you accomplish if you were more ambitious? What would you attempt? Today's the day that you take the first step by setting a couple of big and exciting goals. Consider your talents, your skills, your interests, and do it. These steps are going to get your motivation and ambition flowing. You can become the most ambitious person you know if you choose to. I love you guys.